Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, an old segment I used to do on WGN Radio, and if I've run out of words to explain it. I guess I pitch bogus inventions, listeners think they're real, hilarity ensues. Hey, this week's invention is something called a lip clip, and it's like a chip clip, except it's for your significant other's mouth, and actually digs in with metal clip. It's just a bad idea. Anyway, I don't know where this one came from, but you do 50 of these things and you have a few stinkers. Either way, we had a good time with it. I hope you enjoy. It's a lip clip. Take care.
Got my hand, what? My hand's in the frying pan. Got my hand, what? My hand's in the frying pan. Frying pan.
Oh, yes. Pete Zimmerman having a banner Friday night. First the bootleg music. Now he's hitting a new frying pan theme song. Well, I'm very excited to bring you another episode of The Frying Pan. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. That's right. Steve Gadlin's the brain behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. Now, Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. There it is.
Yeah.
Now we've got it, see? He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch his new idea to Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Justin. I'm
good
excited
to see
to be
you
here. Yeah, good to
hey,
see
you.
Hey,
made
you
it in the rain too. I appreciate
I
it.
I did. Well, hey, good ideas. Neither rain nor sleet nor dark of night can keep a good idea
that's
from
right.
the frying pan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Last week you came back after a little bit of a hiatus because we took Labor Day weekend off, and last week you came back with Spilky powder.
Spilky powder, yes. The powder that turned your coffee into a sludge like tar consistency right. to prevent hot, terrible spills.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
I
too.
Thought I was actually in your corner, and it didn't get a lot of great reviews. A resounding no. Most of it were worried about just how it would taste. But I liked the principal idea was chewing your coffee, and
yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah, me too. It's I still do it. Whether or not the product goes to market, it's something I'm going to do for life.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Steve, so you know the drill, 312-981-7200. People are already calling in, getting ahead, 312-981-7200. You can call or text that number. Also, we'll be doing hashtag frying pan on Twitter. Steve Gadlin, as I said earlier in the show, I don't know the ideas. You don't give them to Pete. You don't give them to me. You just give them to WGN at right away. So you know what? Why don't you give us this week's frying pan idea.
Yeah, I'm excited about my invention this week, Justin, because normally my inventions have a single purpose. But mm-hmm. this week, I've got something that wears many hats, so to say. It is a smoking cessation device. It is something that prevents marital strife. Okay. It is also a dietary tool. And it is something to keep peace at the home. So it's a multi-purpose tool that you can choose to use however you like. That's one of the slogans. It's called the lip clip. Now, the lip clip is very similar to what you put over a bag of potato chips to keep it closed and fresh. It is a clamp-like clip with a lock and a timer attached. Now, that timer is fixed at 10 minutes. Now, think about all the things you can do if you put a lip clip over your mouth for 10 minutes and pinch those lips shut. You can, one, you know, psychologists say when you're mad at your spouse or your partner, if you just be quiet for 10 minutes,
right.
sometimes
it's the don't go to bed angry kind of
exactly
psychology. You know, yeah.
Think about it instead of fight about it for 10 minutes. So you put the clip on your spouse or your partner right over their lips. It clamps them down and locks them shut for 10 minutes. It gives both of you time to really think about your problem before you get into a fight. Hey, you got a smoking craving? Pop on a lip clip. Locks your lips together for about 10 minutes, and then till that craving passes, and you can move on to more productive habits. You know, it's got, I won't bore you with every use. Well, I will by the end of the hour, but it's, you know, it's a multi-use device that you get to choose how you use.
Right. Well, there you go. I've got questions.
Sure.
I always do. And mm-hmm. and I always would like, you know, because I have questions and I want to ask because I'm curious. There's a couple of things right off the bat I think about.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to give the space because this is truly a workshop opportunity. And I want Download Nation, because I trust the audience, to come up and ask the questions. I don't want to lead them. I don't want to say yay or nay and encourage them one way or the other.
Yeah.
We want them to give their free and open response mm-hmm. to Lip Clip.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and do that. 312-981-7200. You can text or you can call. 312-981-7200. Yay or nay on Lip Clip. Hashtag frying pan on Twitter. Yay or nay on Lip Clip.
You know, one use I didn't mention is children. Now, a lot of times as a parent, you're trying to cook or you're trying to prepare a lunch or something for your child. And, you know, because kids have a different kind of energy, they may be screaming, running around the house, making a lot of noise. You know, it's not good to tell a kid to shut up. That's not something that's smiled upon by a parent. Right.
Good parenting.
Yeah, but you clamp a Lip Clip on them and you get 10 minutes of peace and quiet. They can't remove it from their mouth and they can't make a lot of noise for just 10 minutes until it pops off. So, you know.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. Let's keep on. Let's do our best to try and keep on time here because usually at the end of this, you know, I like to have enough time to read all of the comments. I want to get everybody involved.
Of course.
312-981-7200 or the hashtag frying pan for Lip Clip here on the Download. It's the frying pan. Stay with us.
Got my hand in the frying pan.
There it is. It's the frying pan here on the Download. WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest, Steve Gadlin. He's a local entrepreneur, innovator. He won on Shark Tank with IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. Now he has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings those ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to the frying pan. 312-981-7200 for our idea tonight. His new invention, Lip Clip. Real quick, elevator pitch.
Yeah, so it's a multi-purpose device that clips or clamps over your lips and keeps them closed for 10 minutes. Now, you can use this as a smoking cessation device, as a diet tool, as a way to soothe arguments, you know, just to keep you or your spouse quiet or away from a cigarette for 10 minutes. So it's really, it's similar to a chip clip, but with thick metal teeth that clamp down real hard on your lips and keep you quiet for 10 minutes, which can solve a lot of problems.
Okay, so let's go to the lines are jammed. Every line is taken. I also have a ton of texts, 312-981-7200. And also Twitter is blowing up. Hashtag frying pan. All right, let's go to Dan. Dan, you are on the Download. Frying pan. Yay or nay to Lip Clip.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Justin. Good. I'm going to go with a nay for the chastity belt for the mouth.
Okay.
Well, that's actually a good way to put it. One of our slogans is chastity belt for your face. So it's interesting that you made that connection. I'm sorry that you think it's a nay, though.
Sorry about that, Steve.
All right. Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks. Not a good start.
But, you know, he didn't really have a reason for
it. Yeah, I know. We gave him a spot.
Some people just want to be on the radio.
That's, yeah, well, that could be. Let's go to Tom. Tom, yay or nay on Lip Clip.
A lot of questions.
Yeah.
I have two US utility patents. I like it for personal self-application, but if we're going to look at what our spouse about to say something that might be hurtful, how can we assure that it'll be applied in a loving manner?
Yeah, that's a good
and
question.
This is important because there are times we can tell when we should ourselves mute ourselves to not say the wrong thing, most importantly.
Mm-hmm.
But And we could maybe tell when our spouse is about to say something important, but how, in presentation as a patent, can you ensure that it will be used in a non-offensive way?
Yeah.
When another person has something really important to say, and while I like it, if we could apply it lovingly, there's the big problem.
There it is, right.
Yeah. As I said, I had to prosecute, as it's called, two U.S. utility patents myself.
There you go.
And
okay.
It's going to be a big problem. So
okay. Well,
I'll,
great.
I'll
listen. Well, all right. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for that. I'm not really sure. I think his bottom line is how do you administer this in a loving way?
Well, you know, that's a consumer issue, really. That's the way you use a device. And there are plenty of devices that are designed for tender use that are used in malicious ways, and that's never really
that's
the
not,
fault
yeah.
of the manufacturer. I'll say the nice thing, you know, I think he was worried about, you know, us applying for a patent and making sure that the patent contains language that assures this is used in a loving way. We're skirting the patent on this one because it's very similar to patents that are already used for things like chip clips. Mm-hmm. So we are not going the patent route. We're just sort of changing use for an existing.
Well, that's what Maggie device. Says on Twitter. She says, can it be also be used for a chip clip?
Yeah, well, it's basically a chip clip. All we've done is added a lock and a timer to it. So you can definitely use it as a chip clip. In fact, one of our base materials, the first thing on the list is chip clip. So, yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jill. Jill, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to chip to lip clip?
Yay. I think it's great. A good idea. It would help you not overeat because you could eat your dinner and then put it on. And it's they say it takes 20 minutes for your brain to realize your stomach's full. So put it right back on, and then you want to eat that tray of brownies.
Yeah.
And I tend to blather on a lot, and that would shut me up for a little while. Plus, the side effect / benefit would be you'd have nice full lips from the irritation.
Right.
Like Kylie Jenner, you wouldn't have to pay for lip injections.
There you go, Jill. So. Thank you so much for that. That's a good point. Have you thought about the cosmetic sort of positive cosmetic application?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's something I thought about. That was an idea I had, and that's why we made sure that the teeth on this really dig in and cause some swelling. They interlock. They actually interlock. And while you may think, you know, initially when the lock turns off, when the 10 minutes are up and it pops off, it's sort of a disfiguring look that swells up into a more natural
lip.
It's
a full-figured kind of thing.
Yeah, after about 15 minutes, it starts to resemble lips again, but really nice full-figured lips.
Let's go to, I'm hoping I have this right, Manish. Manish, welcome to the frying pan. Yay or nay on lip clip?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And the reason for it is, you know, all the things that you just mentioned, such as fight with a spouse or child being, all these somebody's in an anxious or aggressive type of mental status, and on top of that, you're adding something that might be a little bit more painful on their lips.
Yeah,
you're just adding fuel to the fire.
Thanks, Manish. That's probably not the greatest thing, maybe for the marketing of the product to include discipline.
You know, yeah, but it's very useful. You know, and I wouldn't call it discipline. I'd call it. It's the same thing as a timeout, and it's not an aggressive behavior to walk up to someone and put a lip clip on them. It's a way to give their own mind time to take a breath. Hmm. You know, sometimes when we are agitated and shouting and making a lot of noise, it's beneficial to us to have those lips clamped down, to have that time to really self-reflect. And you have to for 10 minutes. There's not much else you can do. The pain is a little paralyzing at first. So some people go into minor shock when it's first applied, and that really facilitates the idea of taking it easy for 10 minutes.
Let's go to Otis. Otis, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to lip clip?
Oh, I got to give it a big yay. This sounds like a godsend to me. This is exactly what I've been wanting for my wife for years.
Okay.
And it would be great to get my kids to stop playing the recorder for 5 or 10 minutes, too.
Right. Right. Thank you, Otis, for that. That's a good point. I mean, he sees it as a way to deter the recorder in his household.
Yeah. And again, I'll tell you, I wouldn't be lying if I said that my own kids playing the recorder was one of the inspirations for the lip clip. It's a shrill, piercing sound.
The recorder.
And the recorder's kind of annoying, too. So, no, Otis, I feel you. And you're exactly the type of person this is... you know, that we are making this for. I think it would be a fine, fine, fine addition to your home inventory.
I have to say, Steve, I have a bunch of texts here, and we're going to get to the texts after we get to the news with Rob, and then we'll get to some more calls. But right now, I mean, for the first time in what feels like months, we're just kind of neck and neck on a yay and nay situation here. Usually by this point, it's pretty clear cut that this is a loser.
Yeah.
So for you to have a couple of yays early on, I mean, it's good. It's good for you. It's probably encouraging. You feel confident.
Well, I made sure a lot of my friends and family were listening tonight, and I told them don't be shy about those phone calls.
There you go. That might
I'm kidding.
Part
I think,
of it.
You know, people understand this one. This is solving not just one problem, but 5 or 6 different problems. Mm-hmm. So
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Get on the line now, as we just cleared the line with all the calls that said yay and nay. For Lip Clip, essentially a clip for your lips to give you a 10-minute, it's a clip with a timer.
Yeah.
And give you 10-minute sort of timeout. You can use it for all sorts of applications. We'll talk more about Lip Clip when we come back. 312-981-7200. It's a download. It's the frying pan. WGN.
My hands in the frying pan. Frying pan. Frying pan. Frying pan. Frying pan.
There you go. It's another Pete Zimmerman special, the frying pan theme song. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's a download here on WGN. Every Friday night, we bring you another episode of The Frying Pan. This is where local entrepreneur, innovator, inventor Steve Gadlin, who won on the show, the game show Shark Tank, for his idea, I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He has an exclusive development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to Download Nation to workshop tonight's idea, Lip Clip. Give us the elevator pitch, Steve.
Yeah, so the Lip Clip has so many uses. It slices, it dices. No, okay. It is a clip that's just like a chip clip, but it has a lock on it, and it will clamp down for 10 minutes. It's meant to be applied to your own or to someone else's lips. Now, let's say you really want a cigarette. Well, you put on the Lip Clip, it clamps your lips shut, gives you 10 minutes to really just cool down and think about it. Do I really want that cigarette? Mm-hmm. And then after 10 minutes, the lock releases and it flies off your face. Same thing, you might be having an argument with your spouse. Psychologists have shown most arguments can be avoided if you just take 10 minutes of silence and think about what you're arguing about. So, you know, if your spouse gets angry, you just slap that Lip Clip on their mouth, clamp their lips shut so they can't speak for 10 minutes, and then 10 minutes later... Mm. Everything's fine. You know, there are 50 other uses beyond those. It's really the tool you get to choose how you use.
And there you go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yay or nay, let's go to Ann. Ann, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to Lip Clip?
Hi.
Hi.
No.
No.
No, this is crazy. I'm driving and I'm thinking you guys are... kidding me with this is such a joke. I'm waiting for you to say ha ha, just kidding. I can't even believe.
Well, Steve gets a lot of that.
You are so serious about this.
Well, I mean, the Lip Clip is something Steve let me put something clear to everyone that's listening now. Steve is very earnest with his ideas. He has these ideas. Now, we didn't say they were perfect ideas. That's why we're workshopping them with the audience, questions and answers. Steve did win on Shark Tank, which makes you a legitimate businessman. But, you know, sometimes some of the ideas,
Chew Patrol.
Chew Patrol was one that I, too, like our last caller, Ann, rolled my eyes at. Mm-hmm. There are some times, but I think that there might be something to Lip Clip. I said last week that I thought that the chewable coffee was also something that you may have something going there, even though it was a resounding no.
Yeah, you know, I think this one's resonating with people. I'm sorry that Ann thinks it's a joke. I think a lot of new ideas are often seen as jokes because people aren't used to them yet. You know, I tell you, the first time anyone ever saw someone on roller skates rolling down the street, people must have fallen on their butts laughing at what a ridiculous thing this person was doing. But as they worked their way into pop culture through movies, books, people began to accept them. I think that's the same thing with the Lip Clip. Right now, we may see it as barbaric or overly aggressive to put a locked solid metal clamp on someone's lips when you don't want to hear them for 10 minutes. But I think ultimately, as we see the beneficial psychological effects of just taking, you know, making someone take 10.
Well, there are a lot of similar questions on text, and I got a million texts, and we're going to get to them. But how do you get it off? I mean, is there any way to get, once you administer the Lip Clip, is there a way to get it off under the amount of time that you set the timer to?
Well, that would defeat the purpose, to be quite honest. This is a 10-minute timeout. Now, what you can do, because this is Bluetooth connected, of course, the person who administers the Lip Clip can use that Bluetooth app to get in touch with our tech support, Now, if it's busy, you might have to wait 10 minutes and then, hey, you know, it pops off by itself. But you can do it. And then, if you self-administer it, you can always open up the app and attempt to get a hold of our tech support for the unlock code.
Well, what as one text 815 says, what if there's an emergency? CPR is needed, things like that.
Well, we would say don't put the lip clip on someone who needs CPR or who may need it in 10 minutes. I'll tell you, though, that won't happen because when you put the lip clip on someone, the only activity that happens next for them, well, there's some wincing. They'll generally run to the bathroom and try to scream. When they realize they can't scream, when they realize their lips are truly clamped for 10 minutes, you know what they do? They take a breath, they relax, they sit down, they wait it out. And when that thing pops off, I tell you, we've never seen happier couples.
Well, you know what? We see a lot here. The 708's got kind of will be the representation of a lot of different questions. But the question really is about the pain threshold.
Yeah.
Is it painful?
Well, that's relative. You know, what's painful to me is not painful to the Macho Man Randy Savage. Okay. The other thing about the lip clip is it only clamps on for 10 minutes. Now, if there's pain, it's for about the first 30 seconds until, I'll tell you, it'll numb you up fast, okay? There's a little bit of shock that goes along with it. We call it minor shock, which means it doesn't affect your body or your heart rate, but it does numb the directly affected area pretty quickly. Your body tries to forget that area exists or you're going to pass out. That's the science behind it. So, you know, there's a little bit of pain at first, but again, I have to reassure you, what happens with someone who's been lip clipped is a lot of self-reflection and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pain that's not worth 10 minutes of that.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on Frying Pan with Steve Gadlin. Yay or nay to lip clip?
Yay.
Hey, all right.
Great, Gary. Thank you.
And I have a couple questions, though.
Sure.
Another brilliant idea.
Thanks, Gary.
But can you adjust the time? You keep saying 10 minutes. Can you make it longer if you wanted?
Well, we do sell other models with different times. We're starting with the 10 minutes. If you could set the time, people might use this for nefarious purposes. We don't want people to use this in abuse situations. We think 10 minutes is scientifically proven is the perfect timeout. That cigarette craving is gone in 10 minutes. That attitude problem gone in 10 minutes.
Great question. Thank you, Gary. That did you hear Gary's questions? It's the $1 million question.
Yeah.
How much does a lip clip cost?
Well, not $1 million, I'll tell you that, Gary. No, it's expensive. It's about the same cost as one of the new high-end game systems. So you'll pay about $399.
Like a 3DS or a Nintendo Wii U.
The Wii U or the Xbox One,
right,
PS4.
Right.
That's about how much you'll pay for one in new condition. And you want a new one because it is, you know, if you're going to use it on multiple people, you're going to want you want to put names on them,
but
you don't want to use your lip clip on someone else.
I was going to say, there's no way to sanitize these.
You know, it's surgical steel. So there is a way to, you know, if you dip it in some Barbasol for 20 minutes, like they do at a barbershop. Yeah. It's sanitary, but who has time to do that? Usually use this on the fly. Hey, I've got that cigarette craving. Well, I'll go wash my lip clip and make sure it's sanitary.
Right.
No, you just want the freedom to just clamp it right on. So we recommend buying one per mouth.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Devin, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to lip clip?
Well, I say yay on it.
Thanks, Devin.
I got a question, though. You know, you talked about the children and the spouse or boyfriend or something, but is there any sort of an extender? If you were having a meeting with your boss, you could reach it across the desk there and put it on your boss, so maybe they would think.
That's a great question, Devin. Sorry, I cut him off there, but that's a great question because you did bring this up in the break that there are different uses. There are different models.
We don't want you to use the lip clip on someone that you're not comfortable enough getting right next to be honest. If we put an extender on it, that's something that might encourage you to use this on strangers. We don't want you to use the lip clip unless this is a person whose personal space you can invade without attracting any suspicion, right? Otherwise, they're going to see it coming. So we want, you know, that we discourage it. Of course, there will be aftermarket products that third-party companies devise around this. It's going to become a fad. So I'm sure something like that will exist. It's nothing that we're going to officially endorse.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the rest of the calls. We'll also get to some of the texts. The more rowdy texts. Mm-hmm. We do this at the end of the frying pan.
Okay.
Where, you know, this is a workshop situation,
and we
want to give you the raw. We'll call this the raw.
Fair enough.
Frying pan raw. coming up here after the break. Stay with us. Ooh, I like that one. It is the frying pan. So it's Friday night here on WGN. Download the frying pan with Steve Gadlin, local innovator, entrepreneur, inventor. He won on Shark Tank for IWantToDrawCatForYou.com. Before he brings his new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here. Tonight's idea, lip clip. A clip that was on with a timer that you could put on someone for multiple uses.
Mm-hmm. Or yourself, or on yourself.
Right.
To clamp your mouth shut, to get past that cigarette craving, to stop someone's attitude problem. You know, there are plenty of reasons to use a lip clip.
Let me before we get to some of the raw, to frying pan raw, let me ask a couple more questions. A lot of questions about, is it customizable? You know, is there a lady lip clip? Is there different fits for different lips?
Well, what we tell investors here, and again, this is a pitch to potential investors, is, you know, we test it out with a very generic model. If it goes well, we start working licensing deals. You get your sports teams on there, mm-hmm. Your bands, you know. So possibly eventually, but not right away.
Who do you see as potential celebrity endorsers? That's what 773 has a question.
That's a great question. And I'll tell you, I don't even have to think about that. This is such a solid product. Celebrities will be coming to me. I'm thinking Gary Busey. That's my dream celebrity endorser for any product, really.
And the last question before we get to the raw is, do you anticipate people abusing the lip clip to for richer, fuller lips, those kind of things?
Look, oh, for richer, fuller lips. I mean, Sure, I hope they do. I hope they find nice, you know, side effect uses for the lip clip. In terms of people using it for dangerous purposes, mm-hmm. though, you know, what do you say to a gun manufacturer? Of course people are going to use things for their unintended purposes. You know?
There are a lot. I mean, let's start raw as we wrap up the segment.
Okay.
You know, Tex, a lot of people are saying that this is, you know, this can be used for assault. This could be used in poor ways for spousal abuse, for things of that nature, where, you know, the idea is that the lip clip may be more harmful than you intended.
Well, hey, guess what else can be used for assault? An umbrella. Okay, but you're not going to stop selling them because then you're going to get all wet when you walk outside in a storm. You know, I think that's about as fitting an analogy as I can make. We are creating a device with an intended purpose, and, you know, I tell you, the weirdos out there are going to find some strange things to do with this because it is a surgical steel integrated lock and clamp that will close any hole for 10 minutes. Okay, it's designed to go over your mouth or your spouse's mouth or a close friend's mouth, but I do not doubt that people will find other weird, mm-hmm. strange ways to use this, sometimes aggressive ways, but I think that's the exception to the rule. You know, I believe in people. I believe that people take heed when they read warnings on packaging. Okay. We will have, I mean, I tell you, we had to double the size of our packaging because of all the warnings the government is making us put on this thing. So we got warnings.
630 says this guy is full of S. Okay. What about bruising?
Hey, bruising is temporary. You know, the only thing that's permanent is a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. You are a serious waste of time. Okay. 262.
Fair enough.
I would never use such a ridiculous thing. 815.
But would you respond well to someone using it on you? 815. I mean, that's, and the answer is yes.
Okay. DCFS would be called if you put this on children.
Well, not for 10 minutes. They wouldn't.
Okay.
Because how would you call them if you got the lip clip on you?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't think this qualifies as child abuse. I think this is something that is, when you use it with children, first you're going to introduce them to the device. Mm-hmm. When that thing comes into the house, you have a family meeting, you explain what it is, you know, and it's not to be used willy-nilly when you're having a little argument with your kid. It's to be used in extreme cases, and it will buy you 10 minutes of silence that really change the whole feeling and environment in your home.
630, this guy's a lunatic who probably needs to be institutionalized.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, I would like to be an institution someday. So if that's what that means, sign me up.
847, show us how well it works. Demonstrate it on yourself right now.
See, they missed it. I was wearing one during the break and during the news.
Six great. 3-0s. I don't know what village this guy is from, but they're definitely missing an idiot.
Well, that's I laugh because that's funny, because I'm going to use it on someone in the next 48 hours. It's a good
224,
one.
224, question, can a lip clip be used on Steve so he doesn't keep coming up with all these crazy, stupid ideas?
Well, again, it's applied and locked for 10 minutes at a time. Mm-hmm. So even if you used it to me right in the middle of the segment, I'd still be ready to go right after the
708
break.
Says, no, 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 oh, no.
Okay, well, it's yay or nay.
Stop with this guy.
Okay.
Okay. He's terrible.
Okay.
But he's an idiot. 630 adds, he's an idiot.
Well, that's me now. We're
this guy is the worst expletive spokesperson ever.
Okay.
He should shut his mouth.
Well, we're talking about the product, not the spokesperson. So it's, I can take all that, all those things you just said, say nothing about the value of the product itself. I tell you, I'm a spokesperson to the investor, not to the consumer. And I think that's why your listeners are confused. A lot of them are consumers. They're not used to the idea of investing money in a product and seeing long-term growth the way I am, because I've been on Shark Tank. So that, you know, there's that cognitive dissonance right there.
815 says, Jesus, all of his ideas include Bluetooth. Does he even understand what Bluetooth is on a fundamental level?
I know it's a hot technology and it's something we want to include in pretty much everything we make. I don't know if, you know, your texter watches commercials or looks at new products, but even refrigerators have Bluetooth these days. So, hey, if I'm making a product, I want some phone connectivity.
All right. There's only two more.
Okay.
847, you are the weirdo.
Which? Who?
I think they're talking to you.
Okay.
I hope you will have plenty of insurance to cover all your lawsuits, weirdo.
Is that the same texter, or did two people call me weirdo?
No, that's all. And 630, this guy's crazy. Please stop. His ideas are all insane. I just can't take it anymore.
Okay. And again, none of these people are talking about the product. They're talking about the person. Now, I don't go to their job and call them names. Okay. So I'd appreciate if people kept their comments to the products that I'm discussing.
A lot of great stuff tonight, and I thank everybody for interacting, for texting, for tweeting, for calling. You know, we said it a little bit earlier, Steve, but you did have more yays than I think you've ever had on any idea. And this is, I believe this is maybe our 10th, maybe a little bit more.
Well, we've done at least 20 of these at this point.
Well, either way, this is probably the most positive response.
Great.
That you've seen.
But I took some pretty personal attacks, and that's something I've got to go home with on the train. So, you know, I'd say the victory is soured by the mean-spirited comments of your listeners, and I might need a week off. I'll be honest. I might need a week off.
Well, don't take it too... I mean, this could happen. You know, you could have one of the guys on Shark Tank or a business partner of Mark Cuban who says, you know what, this guy's an idiot. I'm out of here, Mark. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to get defensive in a boardroom when that happens?
I haven't thought about it yet.
So is lip clip the kind of thing that you would bring to Mark Cuban at the end of the day?
I need to sleep on it, to be honest. I need to process some of the things that were said to me, and we'll think about it.
Well, geez. This took a wrong turn. Yeah. Steve Gadlin, local innovator, inventor, entrepreneur. He has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings new business ideas to Mark, he brings them here to the download to workshop. Tonight he got an earful. Steve, thank you so much for Lip Clip, and we will be talking to you soon with a new frying pan episode, I'm excited.
Thanks. Hey, that's it. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. We're doing this every week, so please subscribe on iTunes or whatever the heck you use for your podcasts. And even cooler would be if you tell a friend, hey, you got to listen to The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. It's meta. And it's weird, and you might enjoy it. That's the only way this thing will spread, is through word of mouth. So your word and your mouth are appreciated. Next week, we are doing an invention. It's like an app for your teeth. I won't bother explaining it now, but it was a fun one, so I hope you'll tune in. See you next week on The Frying Pan.